How can we depict our state now as an ill body where there's no connection between its organs, and how do we ask the doctor, the Creator, to connect us such that we will feel the need of the general body, each and every one of us, and then we will be able to reach the state of the created beings, of the correction. Please, how do we awaken in us, in each and every one of us, and in every group, and in the entire group, world kli group of Nebuch? How do we awaken this feeling of lack of connection, the need for correction, and the correction in which everyone participates, and that all of us together...
Which direction should it take?
We see reality, the world, that's really suffering due to the lack of connection between everyone. That due to it is coming closer and closer to some abyss, and in our times it will become more and more revealed at an ever-growing pace. And when we look at it, we see that there is nothing lacking or missing in the world. You have the knowledge, the force, natural resources, everything. Besides what? Correct connection between people. Meaning that if anyone wants to do anything, it's only to their own benefit. And he can't accept, he can't take the other friends into consideration. And from this we can come to a demand for the correction of the world, to understand that the entire world depends only on good connection between people. It's not communism, it's not socialism, it's not all these pretty words, we've already been there. If it's based on man's ego, it only brings to destruction. But the wisdom of Kabbalah talks about inner nature, not about philosophy or about all of these different forms, human forms, that mankind has invented. But we have to see the law of who we are and what do we have to come to accordingly. Meaning without the wisdom of Kabbalah, we can't find the path. And when we start studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, we start studying the force of the ego that's at our center, at our very basis, and then it's clear to us what can we do, if we can do anything. When the Kabbalists say that, yeah, it is possible. The upper force that exists in nature, which is nature itself, is a positive force that has created us on purpose as a negative force in order for us to scrutinize the differences between it and ourselves, and that we'll be able to receive, take upon ourselves from it. Its quality of bestowal only in us, it won't be the force of bestowal in and of itself, because we're the force of reception, we're separate from it. But that we'll be able to receive from it its intention, its direction, its goal. So that every action, regardless of how we turn it, it has to be to the benefit of others. And this is a force, the intention for the sake of others is something that you can get from above, no problem. If you really turn to Him correctly, that you want to use... You want to use this for bestowal, but first of all, for this you have to be correctly connected with other people. You have to build a correct society. then it's clear that if this is what you do in your realm, and you're turning to receive the force of bestowal, if you have built everything correctly, you have the correct foundation, connection between the friends, and they turn together, then, of course, you, they will receive from above the force of bestowal, and accordingly you will be able to arrange, organize the entire world, to turn the entire world toward correction. This is actually what it's about. Therefore, before we build our infrastructure, we're still egoists, but we build the correct infrastructure in order to realize the force of bestowal when we will receive it. If we build the correct infrastructure, then we can turn and receive the force of bestowal, and it will dress above our force of reception, and we'll have reception in order to bestow. We'll use our forces, but with the intention in order to bestow. And then, how will we do it? That each of us is like a cell in the general body, and then, as a result of building myself in a group, I will feel what I have to do in order to benefit the group, or to annul myself, not to use anything but to annul myself. This is called that we acquire the vessels of bestowal, to bestow in order to bestow, or I can even receive in order to bestow. This is already called to work with the vessels of reception. But all this, after we build the template of the 10, that out of the correct 10, I can ask, demand to receive and receive the upper force inside of myself, inside of us. Therefore, our entire work before the Congress is how do we build, actualize our tents, random, not random, doesn't matter where and what and how. All in all, I'm in a very large body that has to live. And I arrange the relations between us in such a way that all of us will be able to demand together the force of
what is the meaning of revealing the force of bestowal in the world group of Bnei Baruch?
The meaning is that the Rosh, the head of the correction of the world, is ready and is starting to function as a Rosh, as a head, meaning that a mechanism called Yeshar Kel is established.
Rav, you said that we should be ready at every moment to receive what exactly?
That we have to reach a state where we, in each and every moment, are ready to receive the force of bestowal, for it to clothe in us, and for it to perform acts of bestowal through us. That's called annulling ourselves and preparing ourselves for a state where whatever the upper force wishes to do in its actions of bestowal, it will on our part, that we in each and every given moment will be able to concede ourselves completely to his actions. This is called that we are in the action of Galgalta and Denaim, that we're devoted to him, either as an embryo who's devoted to his mother that simply annuls himself in every possible way, or as someone little. These are actually the actions of Katnut, of Galgalta and Anaim, that first and foremost we have to be ready for that. Gadlut, that comes later. It's still something that we have to learn about. How can we equalize with the Creator? In the meantime, just to annul ourselves.
To be devoted to whom?
To the force of bestowal that's about to clothe in us, that acts now as well, but acts in such a way that it does not act in us, but in preparation. It's called the time of preparation. That. He acts in such a way that he gives us opportunities to annul toward him. This is.
I heard you speak of a template of a 10 that we have to take with us throughout the day and work with it. What is that template? What is that pattern exactly?
Which you can imagine as 10 sefirot. When I think about the 10, I'm always the malchut, that I activate them, and thus each and every one in relation to everyone else. The others are the first 9 sefirot, that are qualities that, on the one hand, in relation to the friends, in relation to the 9 sefirot, I have to annul myself in order to serve them. On the other hand, I have to connect them. And in their connection, I have to envelop them, wrap them in connection and love. Everything, to do whatever is possible in order to create a single structure out of them, because the first 9, they're completely dispersed. These are qualities that are completely unconnected to one another. There's Chokhmah, there's Binah, Tiferet, Yesod. There's completely no connection between them. Only the Malchut that wants to connect the hands and the legs and all the different organs. Also, look, what connection is there between the mind, even the heart, and the lungs, and the kidney, and the liver, and these are entirely different systems, so much so that we don't even understand what's going on here and where does it come from, because you have the force of reception and the force of bestowal, the Creator and the created being that have to work together in a connection between them. So, in coming closer to each other, they generate a goof, a body, a system where there are so many different organs that are so completely different, but in such a special connection between them, everyone does something, helps somehow, that eventually these organs together, each of them being egoistic, but each understanding that there cannot be the one without the other. I mean, not that I want to be with the other. I don't. I'm willing to eat everyone alive. Suddenly, I change myself as an organ from the body in such a way that I give the body what the body needs. I take for myself just a bit. The bit of the force that I generate just in order to exist for the benefit of the body. And this is how all the organs work. This is an example for each and every friend in the group. And then, all of us together, that we're so different, and each concedes himself, gives himself up, and is integrated with the general need of the body. Not necessarily that I have to work with a specific organ, and he towards that, and I towards this. No, we all have to work on the task of the general body for us to have utter bestowal, all in all, to adhere to the Creator, for him to clothe in us as a result of equivalence of form with him. So, if this is how we try to envision this mechanism of the group, starting with a 10 and up to the entire world group, then we're really advancing toward understanding the mission. And then we can demand the force of
So every moment I have to pull this body together?
Of course, each and every moment.
So how do I put it together? What do I compose?
Yourself with the others. To what measure can you be the necessary, inseparable, integral part in the ten and in the general, in our general group? And this way we advance. I think that there's no more to it than to think about the system all the time, to process it, to turn and twist it by the power of imagination, to imagine how we're connected in our body this way, and to advance that way. That's all there is. Everything else is man's inner work. Try to talk about it more with one another. It's truly beneficial, useful, because whatever you hear from the friends, you hear from the Creator. Talk to them and be ready to hear from the Creator, and then you'll see what He wants to tell you. In favor, against, this, that, why pleasantly or unpleasantly, and the different forms and ways that you hear, different words, what does the Creator want to do? How by that?
Building this template, this body, does it require interaction, gathering deficiencies from the external world, or is it just work between us?
On the outside, we only have to be impressed by the suffering of the world that is in anticipation of the correction that we can give it. Anticipating connection. Out of all the suffering that there is, and we'll see how the suffering is increasing really exponentially. That it's growing all the time. The problems will only go and grow. In order for it to be easier for mankind to understand that we have to reach a solution, that it is forbidden for us to continue the way we are, that we can no longer flow, as Bala Sulam puts it, to flow with the currents of life like yesterday. We can't. Mankind has to understand this. We need a solution. Because simply from one day to the next, it's an abyss and fear, and it will penetrate mankind in such a way that people won't want to die. They won't want to get rid of things in a way that it's better to die than live this way. This is smallness, katnut, infancy. But it's that we do have to find a solution. It'll come out of the inner readiness to be mutually connected. Because if, for my own sake, I'm ready to finish with life altogether, but there, my babies, my children, suddenly feel that I have to exist to their benefit. They will want the correction, along with discovering that there is no chance. And then, out of this deviation, they will understand that the correction can only be on a higher degree, and that we own this degree.
How this impression from the world helps building this template, along with the fact that you explained that we have to make that we have to make an effort to connect to Malchut with the first nine. How this Malchut with the first nine builds the template and builds the impression that we keep collecting from the external world.
We're not collecting anything from the external world. I'm only integrated of their problems, but I'm not going to realize it or arrange it or study it. What I have to see the international relationships and the different problems that they have with health, oil, different things. What for? It's not called to be integrated. I'm integrated with the suffering mankind, and that's it, in general. There's no use in getting into these things and studying them. No, I know that it comes from the ego, from their ego that demands its correction. That's it. I only have to see how it influences me. That the importance of bringing all of mankind to correction, that they'll be well off because the Creator will benefit as a result, that, as it says, that I dwell among my people, or, and we'll discover this, that it's the Creator that's benefiting mankind because He dwells within them. The Creator, He is the quality of bestowal that exists in a certain substance in mankind and the souls. Without this substance, there's no Creator, there's no one to turn to. We always turn to substance, to the souls, to the will to receive in them. I dwell within my nation, and therefore we need it. But it's not that we have to examine their problems, to be integrated with them. We have to think about our role.
The network of connection between us, this template, is it comprised from individuals or from tens or from a group?
The network of connection, in the meantime, consists only of tens. Afterwards, it will be able to swallow up individuals into the tens. An individual in and of himself doesn't exist. Because the system, it doesn't feel a single person. It feels the force of bestowal that is willing to join it. And I can present or attain the force of bestowal only on condition that I annul myself toward the group.
So when you say a cell in the body, you mean a 10 and no less?
Of course.
And each and every cell?
Less than a cell? You don't talk about it in spirituality. In reality, there's no less than 10. To show you excerpts about it.
And each and every cell consists within it, sustains within it also this template of the spiritual Patsuf, and
there is no less than Havaya. This you have to understand, that there is nothing less than Havaya, and there is no more than Havaya, but everything is accumulated in that main Havaya.
My question is about the network. How do cells become a network of in a body?
In their connection, like in our body.
And what goes through this connection between the tens?
Everything. In a body, how many systems do you have? How many ties do you have between all the parts that we don't even know about? We don't. It's not only the nerve system, lympha, blood, everything. And there's no one to ask because doctors don't know either. They know a bit, but have so much there that we're only studying the principle that If you wish to be connected, then listen to what you're saying. I want to be connected. You want to be connected, meaning you have the force to connect. To connect means not to be inside, not to be inside the ego. You have to be in bestowal. So you have to prepare yourself to be in bestowal in order to be connected. So how do you prepare yourself? So you already have to be inside the 10, and then out of the 10 you can develop the force of bestowal. Therefore, the Creator brings a person to the good fortune and says, take this, start with that.
So the network of connection, what runs through it? What is it? Are these feelings, intentions, prayers, information? What runs through this network?
Life.
What do you mean?
What life is? I can't explain.
Fall of Israel.
Meaning that we detach from the 10 in thought, in desire, in something. We disconnect internally, emotionally from it. Then we're completely outside of spirituality. Then there is no spirituality. We're simply not in it anymore. And only if we return, and the more we unite, connect with the 10, only to that extent are we in spirituality. Meaning, spirituality and corporeality is simple. I'm inside the 10, I'm in spirituality. It doesn't matter in what way. Egoistically, one way or another, I'm more or less corrected. Still, I am in spirituality. If I'm disconnected from it, then I'm in corporeality. I'm a beast. This has to be very clear to me, that by this, I cut myself off.
Yes.
I don't get rest from that example that you gave with the body and the cells, the organs. Can we say that the world, Bnei Baruch, is an organism, it's a body, or are we not yet a body?
We are. We are a complete, beautiful, good world group, but not as it truly is, but as we should see it for the time being. Being in all kinds of spoiled forms or shapes, so that we would correct ourselves, and then we will see our group as complete. This is called all who fault in their own fault. If you were to see all of Bnei Baruch in the correct way, then you would see a beautiful group connected, beautiful, good, connected to the Creator, and the Creator working in them, awakening them, etc. But this is not how they feel. They don't feel that. They feel themselves disconnected, broken, spoiled, far from one another and from the Creator. That's how they feel. Well, that's the depiction. Yes?
Я могу захотеть объединиться эгоистически, даже из того, что
I can want to connect egotistically, even out of the light being revealed, much greater as far as the pleasure that it will bring from every than any other pleasure in the world. Meaning, I can yearn for it egotistically to this connection.
Of course, for the time being, we yearn for connections and spiritual attainments egoistically. But along the way, the light that comes corrects us. We can't yearn any other way. But still,
while I yearn for an egoistic purpose, as I depict it to myself, and I want to attain and I demand and I regret, why have I not attained yet? Why is it still not coming to me? Why don't I deserve it? It's egoistic. But at the same time, I'm getting reforming light. It's when we discover that we receive what we didn't ask for. And that's how they correct themselves. Yes.
В продолжение после вашего ответа. А вот десятка, в которой я сейчас сижу, это она является уже клеткой.
To continue, the ten I'm sitting in right now. Is it already a cell of this organism, of this body?
Yes, correct.
If so, what's the function, the role of this cell?
The function of this role, of this cell, is to bring you to correction. It seems to you like they are broken, disconnected, that they are like this, like that. All who fault, fault in their own fault. So what you're lacking is to come to a state where you see them as complete, beautiful, at the end of correction. This is your correction. They don't need to be corrected. You need to correct yourself. To the extent that you correct yourself, you will see them as higher and more beautiful.
No other questions. Thank you very much. Sorry.
If I have come to the Congress in order to serve them, to be included in them, to make them convene, connect, care for one another, and really be as one man with one heart in one body. If I do this as much as I can, but all the time, I worry only about that, then I will begin to feel how the Creator dresses in my concerns for them. That's it. There needn't be any other action. On one hand, it's written, everything that you can do, do. I can't tell you exactly what activity, connection activity, of course. That's for sure. That's what brings you to a new perception. A new perception is like, I don't know how computers work. Quite now, because that happened when I stopped taking interest in processors, computer chips. But when they work in parallel on several things, and to see the actions of that, well, I don't have the words for it. But when we come to reveal the spiritual system, we discover, it's called in above reason, we discover that everything works not as it works in us, by pulses, by clear discernments, one at a time, but it's like the brain works. Because the system becomes complete once we attain it, it shows us how the end and the beginning become equal, and the end determines the beginning, and not just the beginning determines the end. In other words, they don't work in a linear way. Kind of like analog, but in a digital way. When I make the system work in an analog way, it immediately acquires, say, it takes the electricity and it's established, but then it's established according to such a command that in the beginning there was the evil inclination, in the beginning there was this and that, the way we know our situation, and at the end you have the end of correction. And that system, once it's analog and it works simultaneously until all the electric parts and all the processors and the transitions become built there. In the end there, I see that the end determined the beginning and end and the middle and everything in between, and there was no beginning and no end. So in the end, you can't talk about a beginning or end, but rather that everything was in a process. Yeah, like it's a, like in a transition period. So this is how we begin to see the system that works, as if, I don't have any other example. And then I begin to see the end of the act in the preliminary thought and all kinds of operations that initially I was seeing them in a linear way. This has to happen, then that has to happen. But now it changes completely the perception of reality, the relation to what we need to establish and decide. So, it's called the view of Torah is opposite from the view of landlords. Those who have the view of landlords say, do this and then do that, and then do this and do that, and you'll get this and get that. The view of Torah is the opposite. You have to attribute yourself to the light. It works. It completes everything. And then it falls into place. There's a certain process. And everything becomes balanced according to the formula that's in the system. And the formula in the system is always such that the kli and the light are equal. And then they become revealed. Why am I saying this? You want to yearn for these things now too. And again, it's only for connection. I don't want to correct anything. I don't care. It's called love will cover all crimes. Forget about the crimes. Forget about the corrections that you seemingly need to do. You don't need to. Immerse yourselves in wholeness, and that's it. That's the safest. Otherwise what? Let's say everyone, in truth, if you judge correctly, you have to put him in prison for several years and then you'll start correction. No way. Put him in work on bestowal now, and then he'll correct all the negative things, and they will yield a positive result. That's it.
How important is it in achieving arvut, let's say the rules of the workshop? How important is working with these rules of the workshop? Maybe you can elaborate on this, Rav.
I don't know how to expand on that so much. I'll just tell you one thing. If we are in a group, in the study between us, in the workshop, intense, throughout the day, maybe we connect once or twice. So we slowly, slowly, on our own here, out of what we're talking and learning, are observing all the rules of the workshop that Rabash writes to us. That's how it turns out, slowly, slowly. We start to understand, oh, now I correct this, and now that. This is worthwhile more, and this less. Still in a individualistic manner. Here and once in this, once in that, once in that. But when we
start to come to connection between us a little more, we start to see that all these things, although they connect, what do you write, like 20 conditions there, let's say, that all those conditions are all together one condition, which is, yeah, one condition for connection. It's a condition for connection. And the fact that we observe that. So it's possible to return to what Rabash tells us and discuss it and be precise. And about that too, I would say it's not worthwhile to deepen too much or philosophize about too much, but rather talk more about the connection and love. But that is necessary, not to let go of it. It's like we're leaving all kinds of rules and all kinds of differential points of how we relate to each and everything. We don't let go of them. We want to observe them all at once, in one place, in one action, which is connection. And by that, we will correct everything.
Ken Shamir.
Yes, Shamir.
Good morning, Rav.
We come closer to the Congress. There is so many problems in corporate life for so many friends. Flights are getting cancelled, problems in families and jobs. What is our attitude to these states?
Our approach upon all those states is to be in connection and support and love to the extent that is possible according to those conditions.
Since the worldly friend have joined us, you know, it feels everything is changed here. The whole environment here is filled with so much of big desires, you know. When a person is coming to the Congress, every person wants to give his 100% participation. And we understand that we need to serve the friends, to care for the friends. What do we want in this, you know? Why do we want to care for them? What we want to do? What we will get from this?
I'll tell you. I look at the convention in the desert with anxiety, because this could be disclosed as a huge force of connection, to the extent that the demand for connection and the force of connection, which is the Creator, will truly influence us and will truly awaken us in a way that is spiritual. And we need to prepare ourselves for that. We need already now not to wait for the desert. Already now, as much as possible, to pour and pour into the society this tendency, this expectation, all that we have in order for it to happen. We don't have a whole lot to add here, but I really hope that this will help us greatly. Altogether, according to those friends who are coming now from overseas, I can see that we have immense forces that we never had in understanding, in feeling, in preparation, in necessity, in maturity of ways that we can truly breach the Mahsum. Yes.
No.
Is there more, Shamir? No.
Okay. In relation to this, a question from Moscow. How to work on the importance of connection between us and our avud between us, specifically, especially in the days leading to the Congress?
I don't know. I will tell you, I don't know. All the materials are before you. All the rest depends on the awakening that you will awaken and evoke love, as it's written, until it will desire to. That's what we need. To bring good excerpts, psalms, read psalms, not just like that, but truly special things from there. I don't know. Of course, do workshops. Well, yes, Dudi.
It's just that there is electricity in the air.
Well, okay, get electrocuted, it's good.
How do we funnel it to the right place, this inspiration, a friend who comes just broadens your heart. It's amazing.
Yes, and we nevertheless need to try and to collect it together, to protect it in a very... in a way like it's a very precious thing. And continue. I don't know. Altogether, it's a prayer. Don't forget that between you there is, other than you being connected, there's another component. The upper one. And it's him that we need to connect. And to connect him, try to constantly think that in the connection between you, the Creator is there, and you want to embrace him. Truly that way. You will see how this brings him closer and you closer, where everyone becomes important because he's a component of the Creator, and the Creator is important because he observes this connection. It really becomes Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. Yes.
During the day, how do you intensify it more and more? Because once we've moved into random tense, it's all become random, it's all become temporary. We're not in the fixed tense anymore.
That's correct, that you're not in permanent tense, and it's good. It's very good. Only, what is the great difficulty of being in a random ten all the time? Surely all the time, even several times a day where I replace it. What, altogether this aims me to being connected to everyone, and then we will have to be with all of humanity this way. I need to see everyone as part of my soul. Not that I'm connected to them and them to me, but it's all my soul. It's a different degree.
Ich habe den Eindruck, dass im Bereich des Gufs, wo wir groß geworden sind, wir sämtliche Antennen und Beurteilungen machen können. Und in dem Moment, wo wir anfangen, den Rosh zu bauen...
Guten Morgen, Graf. I have a feeling regarding our body that we can build all kinds of systems, antenna too. But the minute we start building the Rosh, the head, we're lacking possibilities to process all of it, and we fall into the degree of the body again. How can I distinguish between feeling the body and feeling the head?
You need to constantly try to be in one direction. And the more you fall, you rise and continue a little bit more. You fall again, you rise again and continue a little bit more. You saw how a baby starts to walk. Every step he takes, he falls. He gets up and continues a little bit more and falls again and rises and continues a little bit more and rises. we have no other chance. We have to do that. Each time you're doing corrections, it's not, the corrections are not necessarily by you advancing. That's not advancement where you continue all the time to go. Advancement is in how many times you fall and rise, fall and rise. That's where advancement is counted. It's written about that. A righteous shall fall 1,000 times and rise. That frequency is very important. That's what we learned from Baal Shem Tov. That frequency and persistence. To constantly not pay attention to those states. Certainly, it has an influence on us. Those falls, those disconnections, those descents. Then again, ascent, and then descent, then ascent, disconnect. How I connect again. Each time, these are the corrections. The pleasure to the Creator is by us trying from the disconnect, from the fall, to try once again to come to some form of connection. Because in that innovation that we want to come to the connection with the Ten, that is where a new correction is each time. In that new form of connection to the Ten and the Creator. Pay attention to how specifically that point is the most beneficial for correction.
Ken.
Yes.
Вот то, что вы сейчас сказали, как это делать десяткой? Падать? Или есть такая вообще возможность?
What you just said now. How does the ten do it? How do we do it in a ten?
Every person is concerned with in the ten to rise up and to feel the ten is connected together. He will fall, rise again, feel that the ten is connected together.
Вот в течение дня буду находиться в разных десятках. Сейчас на трапезу спустимся, буду в окружении.
During the day we'll be in different tens and at the meal and now in a different ten.
Чувствовать состояние, не людей, а вот то, что мы там сейчас сделаем, да?
I have to feel states, but not people and what we'll do there, right?
Certainly, yes.
And try to implement what you said there. Yes?
Yes, yes. You can come even today to much higher things that we're thinking that we will attain in the convention. You have all the preparations. You don't need these lessons of the convention and the workshops and all kinds of songs and all those things. If we connect and it's already enough for you, you have all the preparations, you can reach now the first spiritual degree in practice. Which is what we want to attain. Okay? Yes.
I'll try to formulate the question. We call the network of connection between us the Creator, and we must discover it, but we don't feel it. So we don't lose our independence, if I understand correctly. As we work on, will we still work in concealment and we can stay because of the force of connection and the force that connection gives us? Or will we perceive the Creator correctly, but be able to work in a way that we don't lose our independence?
I don't think that it's worthwhile for us to depict to ourselves such a static picture, clear picture, as if you are making it of stone. And then you are constantly thinking how you come to it. Because I can't describe to you a picture. Like you drew it nice and correct, but it won't be so. You just need to yearn, I'm saying this again, to connection. In what way it will be, it's not important. The Creator will arrange that. I want to yearn to be in faith above reason. And in what way it will clothe in me, that's also not important. As long as I'm not in calculations with oneself. And then, this will stabilize and give me the picture.
I think you might have answered this to Dudi, but you said that habit takes away the flavor. Could you help us make the most of the next 2 weeks? Our routine is going to be completely changed, and everything will be new. How to make the most of this newness and not get overwhelmed by it?
For you especially, and in general to all those who are overseas and are remaining overseas, I would recommend to go over our last few lessons again. The lesson from last night, yesterday morning, those several last good lessons that we did. Try to repeat them, read, hear as much as possible. You don't need to remember them and to receive them in your intellect, but rather be impressed by them more with your feelings. Be connected to that topic that we discussed there. And that's how it will help you. You will be able to enjoy it in such a way. Okay? That was now all that remains maybe is Peter. Peter.
It was clear why we want to cross the Mahsom, the barrier. Why it's not clear. What can we do there? Bestow more, give you more contentment?
That is very nice what you're saying. You want to say it this way. The yearning for the spiritual degree is no less important than the ascent to the spiritual degree in practice. We see this in this world. When I long for love and connection and everything, that's unlimited. Whereas when I get there already and I'm incorporated there, then it's limited. And then I'm sorry for that state. And I want it to be like it was before. You're right. The question is right and nice. How can we connect our yearning to be connected always in the greatest possible way and most moving to love us also through the yearning? It will only grow. That is how it happens in spirituality. We will get to that. Go over the last few questions, last few lessons. And you will see. You'll see. The main thing is to be